go.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to the Odds Against Us podcast with the Joe Madden and Lady D. You can follow us on Instagram at the Joe Madden and Lady D show and on Twitter at Joe Madden L. Without further ado, I'm going to hand the mic over to my co-host right here, Lady D.
Hey, everyone. Today must be an exciting morning. We are having an interesting guest today, Proven Wimmer from Instagram. He has over 19,000 followers, and he is called the most hated capper on Instagram. So that's what we have coming soon. What are your thoughts about that, Joe?
Well, all I know is we're not going to pussyfoot around with this interview. Let's get down, let's get dirty, and let's find out what this guy's made of. I can't believe for one he has the balls to come talk to us. So kudos to that.
Right. I can't wait to get him on as well. We have many, 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 many questions to ask him and from the fans as well. So stay tuned, everyone. Hey, I just wanted to sing this song before we start the interview. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your job for detaining me. I'm going to lose your job. I'm going to lose your job.
I think that's awesome. So let's see. Let's see if this guy's going to lose his job. He's got the balls. He's coming on. But can he answer these real questions? I don't know. Maybe he'll
Let's
just hang
do
up.
It.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Odds Against Us. And we have a special guest here with us, P-Dub from Proven Winner. And let me get to the chase. Introduce yourself. Where can we follow you at, P-Dub? And give us something like 5 minutes of something about you and what you want to tell everybody out there.
So first off, ladies, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I was super excited about, you know, my voice being heard and you guys asking some difficult questions here that the public wants to know. So please fire away any questions, even the most difficult ones. I'm happy to answer. So open book here. So P-Dub, Proven Winner here. You can find me on IG at Proven Winner or on Twitter at Proven Winners with an S. Let me just, I don't want to bore everybody, but let me just give you a little baseline of my experience real quick and we'll go from there. So I started gambling at 16. I was around casinos my whole life. My pops was a huge gambler, just didn't know how to win, right? I saw that from the get-go. So I obviously didn't want to follow in his footsteps. So I had to figure out how to be successful at gambling. Started, like I said, gambling at 16, was in college at 18, didn't have a job. I played college baseball. So I took up online poker and was pretty successful at that. So while I played ball, online poker got me through college for my spending money. Can you guys still hear me? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So online poker was my means of income. And from there, I got into sports betting as well. So I had a bookie at 18. I started, you know, using a bookie for a local at 18 while I was in school. And at 21, I was still in college playing ball, but I started giving picks to my friends, started to open up a little local business because I was really successful at picking winners and my buddies wanted them. So I hooked my buddies up, but you know, like the frat guys that we used to hang out with and things like that. I used to sell them picks for like $5. So one thing led to another. We'll fast forward a little bit. After I get out of college, I moved to SoCal and open up a coffee shop. It's kind of telling you ladies about that. But I wanted to be in Vegas. So while I had the coffee shop, I would travel back and forth to Vegas almost every single weekend and put bets in and build relationships in the sports book. So I started meeting people and giving out winners and started to build a little bit more of a business, and it was just an in-person kind of handshake business for a long time, going back and forth and meeting people. Again, it's pretty loud, so if you can't hear me, let me know. And I started to build a real business just being at the sports books every single weekend. Just guys that wanted winners, they started texting me, started hitting me up. So I started charging. I didn't charge very much. But over time, you know, going back and forth to Vegas for about 5 years, I built a business of about 100 clientele of guys that would just hit me up. And I started sending out winners. And I built a small little business on the side. And so that's how P-Dub kind of started. And from there, we got involved in social media. And when social media hit, it really took off. So hope that's a good baseline for you guys to work off of. But that's kind of just me in a nutshell and how I got started.
For sure. You know what? That's some great information to know. So how many years have you been capping?
So capping alone, I mean, if you want to talk about sports betting, 18, but true capping with customers since I was about 25. So we're talking, I'm 38. So we're talking about 13 years of having clientele paying me for winners. Now at 25, I only had a handful of clients, but it's definitely grown through the years. So I have about 200 clientele on any given monthly clients. Okay. Obviously that number varies, but it really took off when I got on social media. And social media was about two and a half years ago. And that's when it really, the business took off, obviously, because you can reach the masses. So yeah, that's when it took off.
So is this all that you do? Are you a capper full-time? Because everyone makes comments that you're dressing up, you're wearing your suits. What are you doing if you're not capping?
Okay, so check it out. So about 9 to 12 months ago, I quit my job and I became a full-time capper.
Okay.
I'm in the healthcare space, so I do really well. I make about 250 grand from my regular job. So that's hard to overlook, but I was going to be fully invested in capping and growing the business from the marketing perspective. I don't need additional time to cap. I need additional time to market to grow the business. So I quit my job making 250 grand to be a full-time capper. I recently went back. That's why I'm wearing the tie, and people have asked that question because of the pandemic. We're not doing capping full time, Joe, as you know, Lady D, as you know,
right?
I'm doing things not like I used to. So if I'm making 200, 250 grand for my regular job, that's hard to overlook when you have goals. I have a goal of making $1 million in 2023. So I don't know what it's going to look like. I didn't know if sports was going to come back. I didn't know what the future held. So I was like, you know, I'm financially stable, but at the same time, that's kind of hard to overlook, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I'm good at what I do outside of capping. And that's why I make, you know, a decent amount of money. So I went back, you know, and I took an opportunity that was in front of me. And so I, you know, I do capping and I have my regular job at this time. But, you know, like I said, 9 to 12 months ago, I quit my job to be a full-time capper. So that could be in my future again. So hope that answers your question.
So which is your passion? Is your passion capping?
Fuck yeah. Are you kidding? This is what I go to sleep thinking about gambling and betting and capping and growing my business and about P-Dub. And that's what I wake up thinking about. So even during this pandemic, I'm sending out picks at 1:30 a.m. for KBO to make sure my clientele has the best opportunity at winning. So I'm waking up, I'm doing my capping, and I do a final walkthrough at 1 a.m. to make sure my customers have the best chance of winning. So it's really my passion. I love sports. I played college baseball, and my ultimate goal was to be a professional baseball player, but capping's right there with it. I love everything about it. I could spend all day, every day in a sports book.
I like that.
I could too.
It's beautiful. Those are some of the greatest.
I miss it so much.
I'm with my buddies in a sports book, having a drink, watching games and gambling. Some of the greatest times.
I agree. Sure.
Yeah, we're with you on that for sure. So what do you think your average wins are a year? Do you have a percentage? Do you keep track?
Of course, of course. Everything's tracked. So great years, I'm like 60%. The average year, I'm 57 to 58%. So my mindset is, from my own personal gambling, the more money I wager, the bigger my return. So I look at it like the stock market. If I can get returns of, you know, 5 to 8% of my money from sports betting, then it's all about the volume of money that I bet, right? So if I can bet $1 million a year and I can do 5 to 8% ROI, I'm going to make 50 to 80 grand. So that's my mentality. That's the mentality I use behind it. Obviously, you've got to maintain those percentages. So we have to be very strategic about the games that we bet. But yeah, that's my mentality behind being successful from the betting side of things for me personally.
Perfect. So when you're trying to maintain that kind of percentage with the pandemic now, why did you take on Korean baseball?
So to continue to be engaged, right? So the challenge with the business is, if there's no games to bet on, then it's hard to be engaged, right? So people still want to bet and people want to wager. So I want to provide them with an opportunity to do that through my customer base. So they know that I don't cap table tennis and KBO, right? So, but there's data, right? And other people may make fun of me, but I believe data drives results, and that's how I cap. So I have unlimited amount of data on every single sport in every country. And I use three different platforms, which I won't release, but I pay for it, and I pay a pretty penny for data. So I use that to my advantage. So that's how I cap KBO, is through data. So it's not any different than capping MLB. I'm just more familiar with, obviously, the players and things of that nature, but there's no emotion involved in my capping at all.
Come on, P-Dub.
I take the emotion out of it, Lady D.
You need to elaborate on your so-called information. Come on, because I'm getting a lot of people coming to us saying that you're buying other people picks. Come on. You got to be real with
okay,
it.
Okay. Lady D wants to go there. So that's so funny to me. So I challenge anybody, fucking any capper, anywhere, anytime, to prove to me that I'm stealing picks. So I have information that I use, right? And I can happily share that. And I'm not gonna share the information that I use, but my picks are public. I fucking spread them to the world. So when I get accused of stealing picks, there's no validity there. They'll use maybe a single day where I have one of their picks or something of that nature, and claim that I'm stealing picks, when in actuality, there's no historical data on it. There's nothing there. There's no value. They just go on there and they use it as a marketing opportunity to slander me, and they think that works to their advantage. In my opinion, that's what they do. The JSPs of the world and those other IG cappers that come to me and claim that I'm stealing picks, it's all fucking bullshit.
So you aren't buying JSP's picks?
Fucking would never buy that guy's picks in a million years.
You don't have someone buying his picks for you?
Fuck no. I don't want his shitty ass picks. Honestly, I don't want anything to do with it. It's comical to me that him specifically likes to talk about me on a daily basis. Like I even said in one of my videos recently, the guy's got to have like some sort of crush on me. Like honestly, literally, the guy may have pictures of me in his room. Like fucking, because he talks about me constantly, so I'm obviously on his mind, which is comical to me, but I don't want anybody's picks. I don't give a shit what other people are doing. I focus on my business. And honestly, like, I could talk a lot more shit and do that, but that's not my style. Like, honestly, that's not my style. That's his style. That's these other guys' style. But I put myself out there and I got nothing to hide. So if he thinks I'm stealing his picks, prove it. Show it over the course of 3 days, 5 days. Show me that I'm stealing his picks.
But wait. Dito, we have people coming to us saying that when you're on a losing streak, that you are going, I'm DMing people to give them your picks.
No,
okay. Anonymous people.
Say it louder. I didn't hear what you said.
Well, we have an anonymous person who came to us and told us that you'd be going on other people's DM asking for their picks to resell.
Screenshot it. If that's true, then have them screenshot it to you and then fucking put it out there. Prove that I'm doing that. All they do is this. They run their fucking mouth, right?
But they wanted to know, so.
No, but, I mean, honestly, let's think about it. If it's true, then screenshot it. Like, I'll screenshot my shit all day long. I'll prove when I send my picks out. Whatever you guys want to see, I'll put it out there after the games are over with timestamps. That's all real and legit. But if I'm asking for people's picks, then screenshot it.
Okay, you guys, so you have heard it. If you are claiming that P-Dub is asking for your picks, send them to us. We will put it up. We'll show it everywhere. But you guys have to, you have to prove it.
You got to prove it. Like, yes. I'll prove to you how much money I make. I don't give a shit. I'll screenshot my PayPal, my Venmo. If you guys don't think that I have customers or clientele, I'm happy to do that.
Can I get a loan?
What's that?
Can I get a loan?
Lady D wants a loan.
So, I mean, like, almost, I've got nothing to hide from the, I know you guys are going to come with the sports book. We're going to answer those questions. I've got nothing to hide, and I'm willing to answer anything. But I'm also willing to provide proof that all of this talk is complete bullshit.
Okay, so can we address when this whole thing with JSP started, where this hatred came from? Is this because of the cap off?
So it's interesting. So JSP, I actually considered the guy a friend at one time. So
yeah, or an acquaintance.
So there was a time where we would collab on picks. We would talk about picks and share ideas and data, ideas about who, you know, we were going to take for the day, and just, it was collaboration. Now, I don't know where the hatred is from his side. I have no fucking idea. Somebody ask him. He thinks, whatever he thinks, I think, honestly, I don't think he hates me. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I think he uses it as a marketing opportunity.
So is this a huge marketing plan between the two of you? Are you guys actually in bed together and you love all of this?
No, absolutely not. It's not. It's real for sure. Do I know where it comes from? I don't know where it comes from. You're going to have to get that. You're going to have to get him on the podcast and ask him, you know, where does it come from? Because I have no fucking idea. And he claims all these false accusations. So it is what it is.
Okay. So how many of your subscribers left you to go to JSP since the whole cap off? And he has been like, what, 10? And I don't even remember. 8-2.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. I was 4-6 and 8-2. He was 8-2. 4-6. Let's be real though, guys. Cap off's 10 picks, right? The cap off is a marketing opportunity. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not a handicapper's. It's not a good judge of a handicapper. It's a 10 game screen, or it's a 10 game cap off, pretty much. So
right. We're
not gonna say P-Dub is a shitty capper because of fucking 10 games, but people think they'll write me about that, how you're a piece of shit, you went 4-6, you only hit 40% of your games. It's like 10 fucking games, and really it's not a good judge of a capper, but it's for a marketing opportunity, and he won 10 grand on the deal, and so did I want to win? I did. So he beat me fair and square, but I'm down to do it again, and I'm willing to put my own 10 grand up if he wants to do it anytime, bro. So,
there we go. We've got another challenge, you guys.
Anytime, anywhere. Like,
yes.
Any capper that wants to go heads up, let's do it. Like, I got nothing.
I want to go heads up against you.
Come on, Lady D.
Me and you.
Put your money where your mouth is, girl.
What's that? Me and you challenge each other.
If there's one thing I'm not, Joe and Lady D is scared. So, I'm not scared of anybody. I'm not scared to put myself out there. That's the thing with cappers, is most cappers hide behind, you guys don't, but most Most do. They hide behind their video. They don't want to show their face. They don't want people to know who they are. If I go to when I go to Vegas, I've seen last time I went to Vegas, I saw one of my clients. Just didn't know he was going to go. People are going to know who I am. My haters are going to know who I am too. I won't know who they are, but I mean, shit. One day I might get blindsided by a punch from one of my haters in Vegas. I don't know.
No, we don't want that. No violence.
I'm just saying, I put myself out there for a reason. I do it because I'm not scared. So these other guys that hide behind their logos and shit like that and talk shit, that's weak.
Well, I think they also hide behind their logos because they have multiple pages selling multiple different picks, and people are all over the place, and there is a lot of scam artists in this business. So I do appreciate the fact you put your face to it.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Me too.
Thanks for the love, girl.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, there's so many questions now about you working with a sports book. Can you please explain to us your relationship with the sports book?
Okay, not a problem. So before I get into that, 99% of cappers that recommend a sports book are an agent of a sports book. Now, what does that mean? So my relationship with dealer sports book, I do get a percentage of people's losses. So let me explain that. So if I send you to them, I get a percentage of your losses on a weekly basis. So why would a capper do that, right? Well, one, my mentality is I'm sending people to a place where they can safely bet. They can trust dealer sports books to always get paid, right?
Yes.
If they're asking me for advice on where they should play and they can get their money in 10 minutes via Cash App, I'm going to send them there, right? Does it benefit me in some way? Of course it does, right? But there's nothing wrong with that. I am a revenue generator and I make a shit ton more money from clientele in my proven winner handicapping business than from gaining a small percentage of losses from the sports book. It is a complete marketing opportunity for me. And that's why I do it with my deal of the days, because again, it goes back to not being scared. I'm confident in my skill set as a capper to pay people when I lose. Simple as that. Very few people. I've even given cash back. I'll return their money and throw cash on top of it. I've done pay your ticket up to $100 of cash. But my relationship with them is I know them and I trust them. And if players need a trustworthy place to play that they don't want to play overseas with, that's the place I send them. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People have claimed that I don't care if I win or lose. I absolutely do care. I put a lot of effort and pride into my brand and my business. And I wake up thinking about capping, like I told you before, and I go to sleep thinking about capping. So my future and my goal is to make PDUB $1 million annual business from my clientele year in and year out. And the only way I can do that is to produce winners. So that's it. You want to talk about other cappers being agents? They're all agents for the most part.
I'm an agent.
I'm an agent too, and I agree with you.
I'm an agent. So
exactly. So there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it's mind blowing that people think that I would try to lose or not really put effort into winning because I'm trying to get money on the back end. Trust me, the money is not that great on that percentage. Because you know what? When I lose a deal of the day, it costs me 60%. Now that's real shit. 60%. So if I offer a $100 free play guarantee and I lose every single customer, it costs me $60.
So have you ever had a week that you're doing really good and you're like, damn, I need some extra cash. I'm just going to give out this block because I know this guy's going to put a lot of money in because I've just hit 5 days fantastically. He's going to put so much money on the sixth day. You're going to give him a flop or are you giving him the best bet?
Oh, best bet always. Never a flop. Like, I would never do that. So my integrity is way too high, and that's why I'm on this show right now. To ever trick or deceive somebody into something like that. Never would I ever, ever do that. I am 100% legit. My integrity is, I think integrity is one of the most important qualities in an individual. So never would I ever flop anything. And there's so many variables in sports. I mean, there's no such thing as a lock in my idea, or in my eyes. You know, you can hit at a high percentage, but there's no such thing as a lock.
Unless you're doing a high money line odds, and you know that it's going to win, you know what I mean? But you need to stay away from those, honestly. You can't be giving out, like, minus 400 damn odds all the damn time. You got to make sure that you go with the with dogs and, you know, with minus 160, not minus 300.
If I do a promo, it's the odds are good. So I'm never going to fucking market and say, you know, I have a lock of the year and it's a minus 400. I'm out of Vegas, Dave. That's not my style. I'm going to give people good odds. So like today, there's a soccer promo. It's a two-team parlay, right? There's a two-team parlay. One is a minus 160 and the other is a minus a goal and a half at minus 120. So it pays, it's like a plus 150. And I've got to go 2-0 today or they're going to get $100 of free play again. It costs them $20 and I lose $60 per customer if it doesn't hit. And I've got to go 2-0.
So good luck.
But that's a $40 loss when I lose times, I don't know, there's probably 20 purchases today. That's $800. I lose. I literally lose $800 if I don't go 2-0. Why would I ever do that? Again, back to marketing. I'm investing in my own brand and my business. And I'm putting my money where my mouth is. And I think that goes a long way with the people that actually know who I am and know me as a capper and a person, not these people that are JSP supporters or all these other cappers that are just talking shit. People that really know me, they know the real deal. So
So
we have people giving you beautiful nicknames. You want to hear them?
Talk a little louder, Lady D. I can barely hear you.
We have people giving you beautiful nicknames. Do you want to hear those nicknames?
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's hear the nicknames. I'm sure they're horrible.
We got proven fader. We got proven salesman, and we got proven dick.
Proven what? What was the last one?
Proven dick. I think she
proven
said.
Proven dick.
So check it out. Proven salesman. So listen, I'm a business guy. If they want to call me a salesman, whatever. They can call me whatever they want. I'm producing winners at 57 to 59% year in, year out, right? And yeah, I'm a business guy. I'm thinking with my head. I'm giving money back. Like, I'm doing things outside the box that other people aren't doing. So call me a salesman. Do what you want. But at the end of the day, I'm hitting 57 to 59% and I'm making people money. Proven dick. I can't really respond to that one. I don't know where that comes from. And then proven fader, what? They like my hair? They like my face? Is that what they're talking about?
I guess they do, for sure. We also got a comment that, okay, how did they word this? About your swag. They said, why do you try to look so cool when you have zero swag?
So, I mean, I guess that's to the individual. I don't try to look cool. I be me. From a swag perspective, I mean, I think I'm pretty swaggy, I'll tell you that. I mean, if you guys want to check it out, like, check out what I'm wearing.
okay, Playboy.
Oh, I got these fresh shades on, these blenders, hair's on point, my gear's on point. I mean, if they don't think I got swag, I'd like to see what they're bringing to the table, you know?
Okay, another challenge, you guys. If you don't think P-Dub has swag, let's see yours.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Definitely.
These are easy. I thought you guys were going to ask me some difficult questions. This is piece of cake.
You're making it easy for us because you're just making it easy.
You are. You definitely have all the answers to these questions.
Right.
People are just, at the end of the day, everyone thinks that you're buying picks from others. Everyone thinks that you're making more money from the sports book. And you're telling us both are untrue.
It's false, girl. Like I said, I'll even produce what I get from the sports book compared to my monthly income from P-Dub. Like I said, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I'll throw it out there. I have no issue with that. I'll send it to you. You can post it. It doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. I would be dumb, right? Okay, here's another reason for the sports book. Let's just talk about that. My clientele, okay, let's talk about this. Discipline is the most difficult thing in money management in sports betting. Would you agree or disagree?
Money management, definitely.
Yes.
Thing, right? So I can have customers and I can have massive fucking weeks and they would could take all my picks, but we both know clients, customers are going to do their own thing too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's weeks where these customers, fuck, I kill it and they take their own picks and they lose for the week.
Yeah.
Shame on them, right? And if I benefit from them, right? So be it, right? That's their loss. That's their bad. And to be honest, like, you know, a client and customer, you could win 60%, but they could go bust. And if I retain them as a client on the sports book, then so be it. I mean, it is what it is. But my goal is not to grow that. It is to grow P-Dub as a brand and a business.
Right. So.
What else you got?
Woo.
Come on, girl. Okay,
so everyone wants to know if you're willing to give them back money that you've made on the sports book for the losses that they've had following your picks.
So here's the check. I usually give free months out if I don't. So right now, like you buy a week, you get the next week free if I don't make you money. That comment was made from somebody that wasn't even a customer or a client ever. So again, an accusation of somebody that's never been a client of mine. I looked him up. I know who it is. I even wrote him. I was like, interesting comment for somebody that's never been a customer of mine. But if you've lost money with me, then hit me up directly. I'll make it right. Yeah. For sure. If you truly from my picks have lost money and I've benefited and you're part of the sports, but hit me up. Let's chat. I'll make it right.
I lost money from you.
You did? What did you lose?
Yeah.
You've never paid me.
I lost one set.
You've never paid me, have you?
So who's stealing P-Dub's picks and giving them to you, Lady D?
Lady D, you're stealing my picks?
I'm going to resell them shit.
Oh, boy. That's funny. But, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of scammers out there. You guys have probably seen it. There's IG pages that resell people's picks, right? And there's nothing you can do about that. They resell my picks. It is what it is. And there's no control over that. I just do my thing.
At least you don't get mad about that. You know, at least you don't get mad about them reselling your picks.
I mean, I'm not happy about it. I'll tell you that, but there's nothing I can really do.
Do you think there's any of these cappers that are coming at you that are actually on your clientele list without you knowing that are taking your picks just to throw it in there and then to market that you're taking theirs?
I mean, that's an interesting spin. Never thought about it. I'm sure it's a possibility.
You always hear the saying, whoever cries wolf, there's normally a reason they're crying wolf. So who is crying wolf the most and are they doing what they say you're doing?
Probably. I mean, they're probably stealing. If anything, people are stealing my picks. I mean, I'm trying to think about what you're saying right now, but that's pretty relevant. I mean, and if I'm in a cold streak, then they're talking shit because maybe they do know that, you know, things aren't going well at that time or something. I don't really know, but all I know is the haters get real quiet when I'm hot.
Hey, everyone, you know that football is around the corner and everybody's ready to get that football, fantasy football going on. Where you should check out where all the podcasts happening for all information on fantasy football, Joe.
Well, you know what? You have to check out our good friend Randall's podcast. He is packed with so much information. He's had some great guests on so far. And you know what? We are part of his fantasy league coming up this fall. So please go over to our friend's podcast. It's Rando_HomerShots podcast. And He's going to fill you with so much information. You are going to come out and you're going to be in the top group in your fantasy team if you listen to the information he's giving.
Let's go!
We back?
We are back. So yes, you guys, whoever took the under 19 minutes and 54 seconds, P-Dub has gone over that. We've gone over our time on Zoom. We've started again. Congratulations, everyone who took the over.
I mean, the two-minute man was definitely not happening. We'll just say that.
Oh, thank you so much for not disappointing. Okay. So before we left off, before we got cut off there, we were talking about your haters. When are they the most quiet? You were going off telling us about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. The haters go real quiet when I'm hot, right? And then they definitely try to expose me when I miss. So, like, for last night, you won't see a comment from anybody. I swept KBO. I went 3-0 last night, hit a two-teamer and two money-line bets, and you won't hear a word from anybody. But let's say I shit the bed tomorrow and go 1-2. Oh, it'll be posted everywhere on all these haters' page like I'm a piece of shit. So, I mean, it is what
But you got to count with the territory. That always happens when you're a kappa.
It's all good. Well, it doesn't always happen because these other guys – nobody's trying to expose them. So, well, for the most part, I don't know. Maybe they are.
Okay.
And I don't know, P-Dub, you know, you get a lot of hate. As females, I don't know, Lady D, if you've experienced it. I've got a lot of hate from cappers saying, who's the guy behind you? So I totally relate to you with the hate that you're getting. Because if people don't believe in what you're doing, they're going to come at you 100% of the time.
Oh, really? That's for sure. Because I had that. The same thing. They were like, oh, who's the guy? So, you know, I just have developed this thick skin and me being front and worse with everyone. I don't have no problem with going against other people. You know, that's my thing. I love competition. I love joining these tournaments with more than 50 people who think they can cap. So I'm right with P-Dub on this. You know, he has not a great record for his cap, but I can't wait for him to come up for the next cap off and see how he do for his next cap off. So yeah, y'all heard it. If y'all wanna go.
See, well, look right here. Just as we're talking, I just got another, you can see that. I don't know if you guys can you see it?
Sort of.
Nah, anyways.
Can't read it.
Sending money out for the promo. Happens all day long.
Yeah.
$20. 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20 adds up. And I got it.
Well,
and I
can't predict.
So it is what it is. I put my money where my mouth is, and I can say I'm one of the few cappers that will do that. And if that doesn't produce confidence from people, I don't know what will.
I got confidence too.
You got confidence in me, girl?
No.
Lady D calls it like it is. That's, I guess, how she is feeling on this.
So why don't we do a challenge, me against you, Lady D? Let's put your money where your mouth is, girl. Come on.
Okay. It doesn't have to be a lot. I'm not scared.
Okay, good.
I'm not scared. Let's do it.
When I'll be waiting to hear from you after this podcast.
Wait, when sports come back, we'll see.
Oh, okay.
Me and you.
Fair enough. I'll be waiting.
You get your ass whipped by me.
There goes the Venmo.
So out of all the cappers out there, who do you think is the best capper?
Oh, you know, I find
this. He fucking Dub. You know why? Because I don't give a shit what other people are doing. Honestly, I don't give a shit. Like, I really don't. And they claim that I'm fucking on their pages all the time. It's hilarious and comical. I'm the fucking best there is because that's all I know. I don't follow. I don't know what you're doing, Lady D. I know you're posting UFC and Joe. So are you, but I really don't know what anybody else is doing.
Stop lying. You know you be checking out my damn videos on the low.
I mean, I'm only checking it out to see if your content's fire. I don't care about your picks. I'm looking for content ideas, girl.
Stop trying to steal our context.
Okay, so you're the best capper. Who's the worst capper out there?
See, again,
you should have said we were the best.
I wouldn't
capper.
Even know. Who? Let's go. Who don't
okay.
I respect?
Okay, yes. Who don't you respect as a capper? Who do you want to see just shut their mouth?
So there's a this is a kind of a two-part answer. The person I don't respect their capping skill set would be Vegas Dave. For the fact that what we talked about earlier, you're gonna send out a minus 400 and charge $100 for the pick or whatever the fuck he does. I don't even know. But I do respect him from his content. I mean, the guy puts out great content, and that's the goal. Like, you got to put out good content. But from a capping perspective, I mean, I just really think that he looks at the biggest money line play, minus 400, more than minus 500, and throws that out there. I don't think there's any skill involved to what he's capping, to be honest.
So you've never taken his picks and sold them?
Really, Joe?
I have to ask. This is what people want to know. People are determined to make sure that you're not taking other people's picks.
Of course. I have never purchased a Vegas Dave pick in my life. Absolutely not.
And never.
Why not? They're all over.
And God, my family, my kids, I've never purchased a JSP pick.
And you've never had anyone purchase it for you.
Fuck no. God, I'll put that on my kids, my family, whatever. That's real shit right there. I love my kids and I love my family. I'm a family guy and I'm putting it on them. You know it's real.
So what are you going to say if these guys send proof that you have DM'd them for their picks?
There's no proof.
Okay.
We're going to find out what happened. I want to know. I'm nosy. So there you have it, IG. If you got proof, we want to know. We want to see these damn screenshots for real. Because I'm nosy. I want to know what's going on. And I want to know.
You know, the only screenshots they send are of my – they send it of my picks. So, like, when I don't have a good day, they'll send my 0-3 day minus 2,000 or whatever, you know. They won't send – they won't send a conversation that I've had with them saying, hey, give me all your winners.
So is there any screenshots out there of you bragging about how much the idiots lost and that you've made from the sports books?
The idiots have lost. No, say that, rephrase that.
Okay, so is there any screenshots out there where you've sat there bragging to other handicappers about how much you've made on the sports book from these idiots taking your bets?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. Fucking send those too, please. Yeah. I would love to see them.
So to the anonymous person who sent that question, please send us those if you have those.
Please.
Yes, because we were told that this morning that was out there and that was floating around. I kind of agree with you, P-Dub. If those are out there, people have so much hate for you, they would have already been exposed, I feel. So yeah. I'm challenging you guys. If that is really the case, send it.
These guys want to take me out of the game.
Send it!
They want send to take it. Me out of the game. If they're screenshots, they produce them. Have my word be shit, right? Have my word mean nothing and prove that I'm not telling the truth. So please send them over. I would love to see them.
Why do they want to take you out of the game? Why in particular are they after you?
That's a great question. I don't know. You know what's crazy to me is that there's so much hate and my integrity level's high. So like I could see if I was a capper that did this type of things and then did not back up and give them what I said that I was going to give them, whether it's cash or free play. If they did not receive that, then you could call me a scammer. But I back up and do what I say that I'm going to do, that means I should be well respected, in my opinion, which is apparently not true from some of these haters. So if they it's mind blowing to me that I'm fucking legit. I'm telling you, ladies, I'm legit as it comes. And they're trying to make me be out that somebody that I'm not.
Do you think they're trying to run you out of the game because you're that good? You're that good at getting people on your platform?
I don't know. I know that I'm a lot better than them. I guarantee that I make more money from my capping business than 99.9% of people on social media.
Wow. That's a pretty big statement.
Yes.
Maybe not. Okay, we'll go 99%.
You know, that 0.9.
I mean, I'm just saying.
99.9.
What I'm saying is I do really well. I do really, really well. And there's a reason I do well. And it's not from scamming people, I can tell you that.
Okay, so
well, you got a good sales point too. So I call you. I'm gonna call you Suave now.
All right.
Oh, Suave.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so what message do you want to send to your haters? What do you want to tell them?
To be honest, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't give a shit if you're hating. Again, I say it all the time. Thanks for the free marketing. Keep hating, because honestly, my team and my customer base knows that the integrity level is high and P-Dub is legit as it comes. So my business will continue to grow whether you hate or not, and I'm not going anywhere. So please keep help growing my brand by talking about me, because when you go cold, even if they're your customer and they're talking shit, they're going to be knocking on my door at that time. So I have no issue with the haters. Keep bringing it, and P-Dub will continue to grow.
And what do you want to say to the new clients that are looking at you, that are listening to this podcast right now?
Come knocking on my door. Slide into the DMs. Let's have a chat, and I'll hook you up. If you're listening to this podcast, come in. I'll give you a free trial. Try it out free of charge. Come in. I'll give you a deal. Whatever you guys want to see, I'm happy to work with people, especially in these times. It's like, I'm not trying to charge an arm and a leg during this time and take people out. I want to help people, but at the same time, it's a business and my time has to be compensated. So that's why I'm doing KBO for $20 a week. Like $20 a week, if you're betting, you can afford $20 a week. And if you can't, you shouldn't be betting. So there's value to that. And I'm trying to make it affordable. And really, even when sports is back, I charge them $149 a month. That's what, $5 a day? If you're betting and you can't afford $5 a day, you shouldn't be in the game. Period. If you're gonna hire a capper, right? Yes. Otherwise, if you're a novice bettor and you're betting $5 or $10 a game or 15 or whatever, then you should have a capper, right?
Mm-hmm. Really? Right.
So, hope that answers your question, girl.
That completely answers my question, Lady D. What else did you want to ask?
Oh, I want to know about the 19K followers. How many are those?
Okay.
Are fucking real and not fake?
So let's go over that.
Hey,
let's put that to rest too. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. All right. So I really don't know how many are real. I would say about 50% are real. But this is, I didn't fucking pay for fake followers. This is what happened. A guy slid into my DMs and said that he had inside connects at Instagram and that he would be able to grow my business through the suggested followers, I guess. And he would go use other cappers and I would be part of the suggested followers when people would follow like Vegas Dave or somebody of that nature. And it cost me a pretty penny.
Hmm.
But all I got was fake followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him and we went back and forth and he wasn't a scam artist. I mean, maybe he was because I got fake followers, but it's not like I paid him and he disappeared. He was like working towards it. So I was hopeful. But all I ended up with was with fake followers in some other country, for the most part, Baku, I think. So like 12% of my following base is in BAKU or something like that. And it wasn't intentional. I can tell you that to have that number up there. I want to know how many organic followers I really do have, to be honest. But it definitely wasn't, I went and purchased fake followers to have a bigger number up there. It wasn't intentional. And that's real. So if I could get back to the baseline of what really is organic, I would much rather prefer that. I would say about half are real.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, we growing organically. We don't believe in doing all that whole buying, talking to social media who they, you know, so claims, like, especially on Twitter, they come hit me off like, oh, I can make, you have a lot of followers. I don't believe in all that because every time I look at these people on followers and they have 10K, whatever, they really don't have a lot of interactions with these people. They would have only 5 or 10 interactions with different people, but, and they have like 10K followers. So I'm like, you know what? I'd rather get us to be getting organic flowers than getting all these 10. I'm happy with my 1600, basically.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that's the right outlook. And honestly, like I said, if I could go back and know exactly how many followers I had, I would.
Yeah, it's all about engagement.
Right, I agree. It's engagement, and I don't care how many fucking followers you have. If I don't see no engagement, like, with half of them damn followers, I'm just going to say they're half of them are duds, honestly. And you're right. You got it. You hit that question on a nose.
I mean, I'm glad you asked that question because I do get that question a lot, and people are calling me a scammer for that reason. And it's like, bro, if you only knew, I paid a pretty penny for that service, and I got fucked. Pretty much is what it comes down to. And like I said, if I really could have the number up there that was true, I would much rather have that. Period. End of story. You know, and it is what it is. So.
And what happened with Twitter? Why you didn't get back on Twitter? I miss you on Twitter. You done got me on block on Twitter.
Say it one more time.
You blocked me on Twitter. I'm kind of upset about it.
Okay, so
that.
Let me tell you what
did Lady G do?
No. So this is what I got going on Twitter. So somebody's managing my Twitter. So I have a group of cappers that I work with. You guys can probably they retweet all my stuff, but there's a hub and somebody that is protecting my account from other cappers and other people that are trying to follow, I guess, my followers. Not saying it's you. I didn't block you.
I don't need to fucking follow your damn followers.
No, but check it out. Cap TV asked me the same question. I didn't block him either, so I unblocked him. So I will unblock because I know you, but I
want to tell your homeboy because
somebody managing my page. So that's real and that's true.
For who's managing your page. Fuck you, you fucking assholes.
They're just protecting me, dude.
Protect these nuts.
So are you finding you need a lot of protection on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook?
I think it's a smart business move to protect yourself. I mean, you're protecting your business and you're protecting your brand. And if people are going to be coming on your page and trying to steal and poach your people, then, I mean, it's part of the business, but at the same time, if you can protect yourself from it, then I think it's smart. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's just, again, back to business, having a business mindset. I think you protect your business and that's one of the ways you can protect your business. In our space.
Okay. I'm about to go start following all of your people on Twitter now. Fuck that.
Good luck. Good luck, Lady D. Good luck.
Well, honestly, I'm not on Twitter. So if that happens, you know, we've got our show on Twitter, but Twitter is the last of my platforms I look at.
I would recommend you being on Twitter. I have 3,500 on Twitter. They're all organic. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that Twitter is a very, very good platform for handicappers. So I get
I love Twitter.
I get a lot of interaction. Retweets are very powerful. Very, very powerful. And if you can get if I would retweet your stuff, you get 3,500 people seeing your shit from one retweet.
Well, you're going to retweet me and I'm going to retweet you.
So check it out. We're going to retweet this
podcast. You got to look out for me too. Yeah, we got to get this podcast out.
Sell yourself on the podcast. I can't make them hit follow. I will retweet this podcast though. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well,
of course, definitely.
We are so happy that you came on. You've said your piece. Do you have anything else to say? Anything that you, last words. Again, tell everyone where to follow you.
P-Dub. Real, raw, and transparent is what I say. Real, raw, transparent. I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm going to shoot from the hip. And follow me, IG at Proven Winner, Twitter at Proven Winners with an S. And honestly, don't listen to the hate. Make your own decisions. If you have questions about my integrity or anything else, even after the podcast, hit me up directly. Let's have a chat. I'll get on the phone with you. I'll get on the phone with anybody and have a conversation. So, I mean, those are last words. I mean, I don't have anything to hide, and that's why I'm on here. I don't see any other cappers on here. So that's my challenge to these other cappers. Show your face and jump on this podcast, and you can challenge them and ask them the difficult questions as well.
Wonderful. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on today. You've definitely cleared up all the questions that were asked on IG. You did not pussy out of any of these questions. There was no pleading the fifth. There was no re-recording of anything. P-Dub said it exactly how he feels, you guys. So if you still want to take him on, you still want to challenge this, like he said, reach out to him personally.
Yes, reach out to him. Or send us some screenshots.
And I appreciate you guys giving me the platform to answer all these questions. I think it was important, and I hope this shit goes viral, because it should. And you guys do a quality, you put on a quality show, and I appreciate your time and everything that goes, you know. Yeah, there was a lot of preparation that went involved, so I do appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much. You have a great day.
All right, ladies.
Bye, P-Dub.
P-Dub's out.
Hey guys, so thank you so much for listening to the Odds Against This podcast. This was episode number 3. We absolutely love doing it. It was so much fun. I want to say a big shout out to Rando at Homer Shots podcast. If you guys want to know anything about fantasy football, make sure you go and check him out. He's going to make sure you're in the top of your fantasy league this year instead of at the bottom. You guys don't want to miss out on that. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. Again, that's Rando_Homer Shots. And then check out Cappers TV. You guys, they are our sponsor. They make everything possible for us to be able to do this and bring you this content. So check them out. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at the Cappers TV. You can find myself, the Joe Madden, on all social media platforms. And also check out my book, If You Are Betting Up in Canada, VIPBets.com. You can use promo code BETWITHJOE. You're going to get some of the best lines in the industry up this way of the border.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Joe Madden, for that beautiful outro. And check me out on Betting in Heels on all platforms, social media platforms as well. And I just wanted to give a big thank you to Proven Winner for coming on and letting me troll him. It's been an absolute pleasure for doing that. And also, if you're in the United States, you got to go check out my books, DillerSportsBook.com, and use the promo Lady D. Good ads as well on that platform, on that sports book. So check us out, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast, episode 3. And it's against Odds Against Us All. So let's do it. Let's go.
Let's go. And you guys, remember, when you've listened to this podcast, remember something. A pathological liar believes their lies. If you've listened to this and believe P-Dub, are we believing a pathological liar? Or is he telling the truth? You guys, you said that you have information to prove that he's a pathological liar. Prove it to us. Show us this proof so we can put this to bed. I'm challenging you all. Everyone who came in anonymous, you give us the information. We will make sure we publish it. We will do a podcast. We will do whatever it takes if you actually have this information. Because right now, he's pulling the wool over everyone's eyes, if this is the case.
Yeah. If that is the case. So guys, come on, give us a DM and let us know. Give us those screenshots that you apparently have, and we make it happen. So, peace.
End of day, Lady D. I don't think it's happening. You guys prove me wrong. Lady D, I bet you $100 right now we don't get proof.
Well, I have been acting on my Instagram. Where's the proof? Because I'm ready. I am so ready to out it out. Y'all don't know how I am ready to out it out. Just to be a troll, because that's what I am. I like to troll people. So
wonderful. Again, thank you guys. Thank you for following the Joe Madden and Lady D show. Have a wonderful night.
Bye, everyone.
Let's go.